This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
So, I am doing a comedy show, as is producer Annie, for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, you've been working so hard, Jack. I feel like I can't match your stamina with the way that you work. You're working on the show every single day.
I do. But the thing is, I don't have much else going on, which is actually really hard because when you are busy, like, you know, ask a busy person if they want to get something done, it's kind of like, all right, so I just have to write today. All I have to do is just write. And it can get really difficult. So I'm just trying to structure my days better. So then you can sort of switch on and off and use different sides of your brain, then come back. But I believe, and I have a lot of faith in the subconscious, which is always sort of writing things together.
Yeah, that made me feel a lot better when I was like, I don't think I'm doing enough. You know, I've literally been purposely avoiding writing my show.
And he does a million things, listeners. A million.
I have, yeah. I'm definitely, that's my mantra, pretty much. Give something that you want done to a busy person. And I am that person.
You are.
Yeah.
So, Annie, what's your show called?
My show is called Before I Forget, and it's at the Chinese Museum. So for the whole run. And the thing is, I'm going away on holidays this Thursday. So Jack and Dean are steering this ship into the comedy festival.
Totally. Because you're going to the USA, then meeting me in New Zealand to do our split show.
That's right.
Then coming back to Melbourne.
Yeah. So I've got very little time to pull everything together and let alone think about writing the show. So, I mean, I did it at Melbourne Fringe last year, so I've got a bit of a basis, but it's really taken off into something else because I thought it was about the times I've forgotten things, but now it's turning more into a delving into my family history, and it was based on some photos that I found of my dad's photography from like the 1950s, black and white photos, and he's passed away, so now we're finding out so much more about this person that we thought that we knew. So now we've got long lost family members in the US, we're going to meet up with them. I got a message today from a lady who contacted me saying, I've been looking for you my entire life.
What?
Yeah, crazy. She's my dad had a younger brother who at eight, when his younger brother was eight, they were separated because my dad came to Australia and they never
saw each other from China
and they never saw each other again. And I'm like, that is insane. How can you not wonder, you know, look for somebody? I guess they were looking, but now in the age of social media,
they didn't have
easier.
Instagram back then.
To try and find people. So I was thinking I'm going to be so emotional already, but it could it could lead to a few extra tidbits, and definitely they'll have more photographs to show me. So it's kind of blowing the lid on what you think stereotypically a Chinese Australian person looks like, especially back in the day when everything was black and white. So now it's kind of like they're cool. Like I've got uncles playing b-ball, just a bit of basketball, and you know my
hipsters,
dad's wearing three-piece suits and top hats and stuff. So it's crazy.
No, that's also, and you're at the Chinese Museum, which is perfect.
Yeah.
See, and my show is called Perfect.
Hey.
And you're talking about how shows evolve because the baseline for my thing was I found these love letters and. And I have basically, what I have is a 5-star rating from all my exes who feel the need to get in touch with me to thank me for helping them out through hard times, drained me.
And they put pen to paper and sent you a love letter.
Yes. So letters and then also emails for the modern gent. The one's 13 years old. Just to tell me how amazing I am. But the thing is, they're all married with kids and I'm single. Me, the amazing 5 out of 5, perfect rating person. So it's my frustration with that, but also just looking at love and its various forms and, you know, how you get love and you sort of make your own circle and your family. And
you've been a little bit torn as well about revealing these letters, and I'm saying go for it because it's so long ago, they've moved on now and they do have kids, so now it's yours to make art with.
It is, I felt a bit bad. That's why it takes me a long time to get to process the information and to write the show, because it's actually very personal and it actually uncovers a few wounds, and so I do get a bit teary and then I kind of like fall down and come back up, and it's like so hopefully it turns out very well.
And what venue are you in this year?
I am in Globe Alley, which is formerly known as Belleville. So it's actually in Chinatown, just on off Little Bourke Street.
I see, like, top of the town. She's down from there, on the corner.
Yes, exactly.
What's your time?
7:15.
And I'm at 9:45. So for the second half of the festival, you can see both. Maybe we should do a show deal. Ooh. Maybe we should do a joy promo or something.
We should.
Yeah, for our lovely listeners.
And we should get a sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.